Silence I fear most. Not wine pouring, laughter from an empty room, or wind through ghostly houses blowing. Silence cuts the deepest, when remembering is the only sound. And yet, in silence hours ago, I held your hand without a word. It must be that a touch is audible to friendly ears. Mostly I have heard the big men singing as I lay in beds in rented rooms in strange towns, singing to their women in the streets. And I have thought how wonderful to have a woman to sing to, a girl to hold, to touch, to be loved by. Mostly I have heard the big men singing as I walked the streets and searched the parks and bars and went along the beaches and the harbors of alien shores and alien cities in search of a woman. Sometimes any woman. But after a while, the singing stops. The work along the harbor halts. It's 5 o'clock, the sun comes down. The people speak of summertime, of being young and being loved, and listening to the summer birds. The people speak of being young and planting acorns in the sun. All lonely people such as I must surely sense a need for another daylight hour to search the public mountains and the vagrant skies. For when the night time comes and there is no one here to spend the night, one can be a very lonely number. And it's back on the street again. You see the lovers embracing one another with their eyes and their arms, and certain women look from certain doorways, and cars go by slowly, and shadows offer promises. The foghorns cry like banshees or a stray lamb. The fog never separates the ocean from the sky. The moon makes patterns on the water, exaggerations, promises of things to come. Where to go? Where to go when summer starts its rounds, and in the sky the sun makes promises? Whose hand to hold when many are extended?